You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Meme it up with 11 surefire last-minute Halloween costumes by Peter Rubin and Angela Watercutter. According to Google's Frightgeist map of trending costumes, there's no way around it. It's going to be a very Fortnite Halloween. From Miami up to Boston and Anchorage down to L.A., the Epic Games title is dominating people's searches for holiday getups. At least, mostly. New England seems to be really into unicorns and fairies, and Glendive, Montana, inexplicably is into the 50s as a costume idea. You, though, are a free thinker. Just because you can put on some cargo pants or an orange shirt and do the shoot dance doesn't mean you want to look like every other yob out there getting pushed around in a shopping cart. But at the same time, Halloween is on a Wednesday this year, which means that the parties start tonight. And you, my friend, have likely not gone farther than Googling how to turn the 50s into a costume. The answer is bro cream and taffeta. However, the 50s was not a better time. Please do not dress up like it. You need a fix, and fast. What? You're going to drag out that sexy pizza rat costume for yet another year? The madness ends, and it ends here. Thanks to the ceaseless churn of the internet, Fortnite is far from the only easy solution to life's sartorial conundra. So take a cue from us, and take a cue from certain events and meme culture. Most of these costumes are already lurking in your home, just waiting to be thrown together hastily before you leave the house to dodge the shopping carts. Spot Minnie, the Boston Dynamics robot. Of course, robots aren't going to take over the world. So what if they can open doors? Or fight through human resistance to open more doors? Or do parkour? The only thing that would truly strike fear is if they could robo-twerk to Bruno Mars, which is obviously never gonna Sorry, what's that? Oh, I see. So then, putting on knee-high black compression socks and a yellow tracksuit and doing a herky-jerky running man is less of a Halloween costume than a last-ditch effort to blend in. Got it. The American Chopper Argument. This meme, derived from an episode of the reality show American Chopper, where Paul Tuttle Sr. fired his son, Paul Tuttle Jr., is actually a great way to lay out the simple facets of a debate, just like Plato used to do. As the argument escalates, each frame of the meme lays out a different point from each side of the debate. For this reason, it probably lends itself most readily to a duo or couple's costume. To execute it, one person needs to wear jeans, a black t-shirt with the sleeves cut off, and a gray handlebar mustache. Also, platinum hair and some fake arm tattoos if you can swing it. The other person needs to wear jeans, a black t-shirt with sleeves, and a black baseball cap. As for the debate itself, it's possible to pick a debate laid out in one of the many examples of the meme or create your own. Put the points of the debate on signs that you both can walk around with to act out the argument. Also, if you want to encourage interactivity, wear the costumes while carrying dry erase boards so that your fellow celebrants can use you as props to lay out arguments of their own. Yanny, or is it Laurel? Who are you supposed to be? Larneff? Who? Yanel? Wait, what? Sorry, did you not understand me? Laravel? Yes, simply by printing this out and hanging it around your neck or just buying out a t-shirt from its creator, you too can be as annoying as the many, many news stories about the senseless auditory illusion, none of which actually found the opera singer who recorded the snippet more than a decade ago. Well, none that weren't the one by our own Louise Matsakis, anyway. Nice one, Louise. The A Star Is Born meme. No doubt Halloween parties this year will have more than a few variations on Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's characters from A Star Is Born. But the meme, that four-panel, I just wanted to take another look at you bit, that one is not likely to be left in the shallow either. So how do you do it? A couple of ways. You could make a couple t-shirts, like some superfans. If you have a spare car door lying around or are handy enough to fashion one by hand, you could roll down the window, get a greasy mop like Jackson Maine's, and just walk around all night saying, hey, and seeing who turns around to take a look at you. Bonus points if you can get a companion to play Ally, Gaga, and find you charming all night long. An absolute unit. While the meme officially got its start in 2017, the spring is when the internet's love of majestic rotundity really took root. But here's the thing. You can't just be an absolute unit and expect people to know that's what you're doing. The key here is wordplay. So maybe carry a bottle of vodka in one hand and two plums in the other. Now you're an absolute eunuch. If you're heading somewhere with a lot of programmers, go as an absolute Unix terminal. If you're not going somewhere with a lot of programmers, though, do not do this. Please. Gritty. Okay, so full disclosure. You might actually need a lion mask to be able to pull off professional hockey's terrifying new mascot, and an Ernie mask to paste on top of it just to give you the perfect slavering murder rictus. Oh, and giant googly eyes. And a Philadelphia Flyers jersey. But you've got black sweatpants somewhere, right? I mean, who doesn't have black sweatpants? What? You've never dressed up like someone who skates around during commercial breaks and then lurks in the bowels of sports arenas waiting to prey on innocence? I'm beginning to question whether you even want this. The Him Too Kid. You gotta hand it to Peter Hansen. After his mom tweeted a since-deleted picture of him in his Navy uniform and saying he won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false sexual accusations by radical feminists with an axe to grind, and the Him Too hashtag, Hansen followed it up by creating his own Twitter account denouncing what his mom said, and hashtag Him Too as well. This costume then is pretty easy. If you have Navy whites, complete with cap, just wear those. And maybe carry a sign with a big red slash through hashtag him too for people who may not know the meme and just think you're a sailor. Also, be ready to strike Hansen's now famous pose. Check that one out online. Is this a pigeon? You may not recognize the name, but you've definitely seen the meme. Derived from a scene in the anime The Brave Fighter of Sun Firebird, in which a humanoid thinks a butterfly is a pigeon, this year, it became the go-to way to demonstrate any person or group's misunderstanding of some concept or topic. To make this a costume, you'll need a pair of black-rimmed glasses, a short black haircut or wig, a red button-up shirt and gray trench coat, a thick hardcover book, and a fake butterfly that you can attach to your shoulder with some kind of springy wire. As for how you interpret the meme, that's up to you. Either consult Know Your Meme for some well-known examples, or be a smarty pants and come up with one on your own. Once you have it, render it in bold type and attach it to your face, chest, and butterfly in the appropriate places, then flutter away. Blunt-hitting Elon Musk. Live in Canada? Or District of Columbia? Or one of the 8 states that has fully legalized the recreational use of cannabis? Just grab an Occupy t-shirt and a pack of backwoods, and you can take it from here. Just don't threaten to take Tesla private and drive, if you know what we're saying. Lime Scooter. Not all memes live on Twitter. Some of them live strewn in the bushes in front of that church down your block, or clustered more than 20 deep in front of your subway station. They're great memes, and they provide a real service to people. They're just a little annoying sometimes. Why not be a little annoying yourself? All it takes is a QR code slapped on your forehead, a black t-shirt, white shorts, green sneakers combo, and a willingness to fall over in front of people at the worst possible moment. Or if you've got a friend of high school age, just give them piggyback rides all night. As long as those rides involve you sprinting into traffic or down crowded sidewalks with no helmets involved whatsoever. Last mile solution never sounded so spooky. Red-pilled Kanye West. MAGA hat? Check. Trump photo? Check. Now just call the photo dad, call for overturning the 13th Amendment, and watch everyone's face crumple with grief and pity. Don't worry, you're still a genius. It's just that we're trying to bring you down. Yeah, that's it.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.